Ladies and gentlemen, especially brothers and sisters in Christ, pardon me. Welcome to the Overcoming the Acceptable Christian Sin of Gluttony podcast number 31, a companion podcast to the Acceptable Christian Sin of Gluttony message series. My name is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International. The purpose of this podcast is to share with you from a biblical perspective the means by which we can combat and overcome the wicked sin of gluttony and its outcome of obesity and all of the problems that come from that. By the way, even the Pope has stated this past week that gluttony is an acceptable sin among even church people. Our passage from the Word of God today is 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12, which reads, "All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any." Pardon me. Now, let's look at gluttony and its effects in the news. According to Medscape, obesity is by far the greatest risk factor for developing type 2 diabetes, more than either having a genetic predisposition to diabetes or poor health habits, according to a large case control study from Denmark. Specifically, among people who were mainly in their late 50s, the likelihood of developing type 2 diabetes during the next decade or so was sixfold higher if they were obese than if they were a normal weight. Much greater than the risk from a poor lifestyle related to smoking, drunkenness, poor diet, not exercising, or genetic predisposition. Importantly, the study showed individuals with an unfavorable lifestyle and obesity are at greater risk of incident type 2 diabetes, regardless of their genetic risk. In this podcast, we are going through the fine book, The Rave Diet and Lifestyle, The Natural Foods Diet with Meals That Heal by Mike Anderson. This section is titled Baseline Measurements, Countering Skepticism, Part 2. It should be mentioned that a recent study made headlines by claiming that low cholesterol is somehow linked to and caused cancer. Nothing could be further from the truth. In fact, some cancers cause low cholesterol levels because they impair the liver's ability to produce cholesterol. The people in the study who had very low cholesterol levels had undiagnosed cancers. Their low cholesterol levels were the result of their cancer, not the other way around. Despite the efficacy of these tests, they are still only markers. That is, they do not measure the blood flow to the heart, that is, how plugged up your arteries may be. For those truly concerned about their heart condition, you can get any number of tests that measure blood flow to the heart, that is, a thallium stress test or MUGA scan. Your doctor can tell you which test is the best for you. Note, in the beginning, your HDL, good cholesterol, will go up because you are getting rid of excess cholesterol and clearing your arteries. HDL is a measure of the cholesterol leaving your body. Over time, however, the HDL will go down because there will simply be less cholesterol to get rid of, since you are not consuming it, nor high levels of saturated fat. Ideally, the ratio of total cholesterol to HDL should be less than 3. Divide your total cholesterol by your HDL, that is 150 total cholesterol / 50 HDL equal 3. The point is, you should really be more concerned about your HDL, your LDL, that is. The point is, you should really be more concerned about your LDL, bad cholesterol, not HDL. This is the reason HDL is not listed above as a measurable goal. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. A storm is predicted to come in tonight where we are. We pray that you would protect us once again, as you have so many times in the past. Surround us with your protection, a band of your holy angels, a wall of your holy fire. Lord, some are facing a storm in their health because they are gluttons, and we are gluttons in the church. We simply just eat too much because we're greedy. Have mercy and grace upon our souls, our spirits and our bodies, and forgive us of our sins and help us to repent of the gross sin of gluttony, and give us the victory over it. Deliver us from temptation, evil, and sin. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen.